Over 1,000 nonprofit organizations in Alaska are in danger of losing their tax-exempt status thanks to some changes in federal regulations that took effect 3 years ago. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Alaska-based 4-Acre Group sent out a statement last week urging nonprofit organizations to make sure they have filed a special form that's required by the IRS. Dennis McMillan is the CEO of the 4-Acre Group.
What's going on is the federal government has been requiring nonprofits for a number of years to turn in what's called a Form 990, which is basically an income tax return for nonprofits. And what's happening now is that that's going down to a $25,000 level, and before it was much higher. And so a lot of nonprofits that have never had to do this in the past now need to be doing it.
In total, there are 1,083 nonprofit organizations in Alaska who have not filed the necessary paperwork since the Pension Protection Act of 2006 went into effect in 2007. Nationwide, it's estimated that as many as 350,000 organizations are delinquent in filing the necessary documents. McMillan confirms that it's not possible to find out the specific nonprofit organizations that are behind in filing their papers.
You can't get that much detail. And what a status revoking means is that individuals, corporations that would like to give a gift and get tax deduction for that will not be able to. If an organization were going to apply to foundations like Rasmussen, they would not qualify without 501c3 status. So that would be another thing that would happen.
Another benefit that could be lost is that nonprofit organizations would be subject to federal taxes. If a nonprofit organization fails to comply with the law and their tax-exempt status is revoked, it could take quite some time to get it reinstated.
Yeah, it would probably be a multi-month process, and it would cost some money, I'm positive. Again, the actual procedures of what they're going to do is, if an organization has not complied, have not been released. So we don't have any specific information about how much of it's going to be. It's going to cost. It's going to cost time.
The deadline to file the proper paperwork is coming up on Saturday, May 15th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.